Well, redundancy are coming out of the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, and those figures show the actual people who were entitled to redundancy payments who were let go in January. But there is a good number of people who would be coming what we call under the radar, who wouldn't be employed for 2 years. If they're less than 2 years employed, then they're not eligible for redundancy. So many of those people who are being made redundant are not shown on these figures. So the figures are worse than would be shown.
Now, in Donegal, we didn't fare as bad. You could argue perhaps we're coming from a lower base. But if you wish to take an overview, something has to be done here because it's clear that we're hemorrhaging these, what you might call, long-term jobs.
Indeed. And that is the difficulty. It's the long-term jobs. And we have the live register figures announced today as well. And they're showing an increase up on last year. So we have 435,000 almost people unemployed. And again, they're not showing the full amount because we have a certain number of people who would not be eligible to receive Dole money and that who may not be accounted for. So that could be as high as 500,000 people.
On behalf of your members, what can the government actually do?
Well, they certainly, overall, they need to bring about a national enterprise strategy that will actually attack the problems in the employment side of things, both in retention of existing employment and then in bringing back people back from the live register into work. They need to also put in place some sort of a bank guarantee scheme where small and medium businesses will be able to access finance. They could reduce the PRSI. That is, after all, the employer's PRSI is a tax on labour, which seems crazy when we have 500,000 people on the dole. So if they reduce that PRSI, it's 10.75% on every euro being paid in wages. If that was reduced, it would give a stimulus to businesses to bring back more people off the dole.